Apple Pay is the thing that is freaking out all the financial services companies right now. Like, the financial services companies are kind of like, whatever, internet, okay. And, you know, we'll just get, we'll, you know, credit cards, we'll go find the internet, it's all good. Apple throwing up the party, saying we're going to be in the center of payments, has caused kind of a collective like heart attack. And, you know, there are payments companies that are aligned with Apple that are all like, yeah, like, we figured it out. And then there are payments companies that aren't, that are, you know, basically having a stroke all the time. And trying really hard to figure out like, what the implications of Apple Pay are. So there's going to be a lot of change, I think, catalyzed by that. And then, by the way, not just Apple, presumably everybody assumes that Google will respond to Apple Pay, you know, with the Google Pay will work the same way with Android. Bitcoin is the exact kind of inverse of all that. Bitcoin is truly radical, the cryptocurrency more broadly, truly radical, truly revolutionary, fundamental breakthrough in computer science, completely different way to do transaction processing, potentially a replacement for a very large amount of the status quo. But as the big chicken and egg challenge, which is until consumers have Bitcoin and until merchants take Bitcoin, like, you're just not going to see a huge amount of transaction volume. And so what we say from our standpoint is the long run, Bitcoin is by far the most innovative and radical thing. Like, it's the thing that will actually have a big impact over 20 years. But Apple Pay is the thing that's going to have a big impact in the next 3 years. And the combination of those two is going to cost enormous change.